You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
Dave Hodges is as mad as hell, and he's not gonna take it anymore.
I'd like to help you, Doctor, if I really, really would, but the din in my head, it's too much and it's no good. I'm standing in a window tunnel, shouting through the roar, and I'd like to give the information, asking for what blood makes noise. It's a ringing in my ear, blood makes noise, and I can't really hear you in the thickening of fear.
Common sense is not so common. This is the Common Sense Show with Dave Hodges.
Good Sunday evening, everybody, and welcome to another exciting edition of the Common Sense Show. I am your host, Dave Hodges, and we come to you live every Sunday evening at this time from 8 p.m. to 11 p.m. on the East Coast, 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. on the West Coast, and we are the show that is freeing America, one enslaved mind at a time. And I have to tell you, I was speaking with our first guest here before we went on air, Joe Hagman, and the Hagman and Hagman Report. And I told Joe, I said, I can't remember ever covering such volatility. There's so much going on. But before we get to it, I just want to mention that we're brought to you by a few sponsors. And in this day and age of social media and Google censorship, we're thankful for everything we can get. We would hope that you would find a way to patronize our sponsors so we can certainly stay on the air and keep bringing you this message, because revenues across the industry are down. And we're going to address this because it's not just us. It's not just us and the independent media. I have a shocking revelation as soon as we go through who brings us our show. Who brings us to us? Well, BeCandid.com. I love these guys because I've lost employment opportunities because of the fact that I come on here and I try to tell the version of the truth. There is a deep state. There is a new world order conspiracy made up of bankers. Some people don't want you to go that far, and if you speak that way, they don't want to talk to you. Well, we're going to bring you the truth. Be Candid helps people who absolutely need to conceal their identity, but they still want their voice to be heard. Go to BeCandid.com, go to the Common Sense Show, sign up. And thanks for your suggestions, by the way, on there about shows we should be doing. I have gotten a couple of really good ideas from there. So that's BeCandid.com. Also, we're brought to you by Renaissance Precious Metals and my good friend, Steve Quayle. Steve Quayle, I tell you, the guy has more horse sense than anybody I know, because he knows, and I know, and you're learning, and most of you know, that your cash is going to soon be worthless. It's either going to be best-case scenario, greatly devalued, worst case scenario, just like the Depression, gone, wiped out, happened to my mom's side of the family. Well, you don't have to be a victim. Keep operating expenses on hand, take the rest out, invest in gold and silver, and I would recommend Steve Quayle. He's the person I use. He's my broker for this venture. Simply give him a call at 406-586-4842. 406-586-4842. You can simply go to stevequayle.com. Q-U-A-Y-L-E, stevequayle.com. Log on, and you can log right into there. Steve will advise you. It's the most low-pressure sales I know, and if he doesn't think you have enough money to make it worth your while, he'll tell you to buy food. And speaking of buying food, I represent Numana, and people are starting to really get it. Sales and Numana vendors are up all across the world, and the reason they are, because they see what's happening in Venezuela. What is it? 75% of Venezuelans have lost 20 pounds in the last 3 weeks. It's hell on earth. And if you don't think it could come here, think again. Choke points across the country could be established to basically bring our economy to a standstill. One quick example, and I wrote an article on this yesterday with a podcast. If the Oroville Dam goes, and I should say when, not if, what will happen is that it will paralyze that region, second biggest rice producer in the world, biggest in the world in vegetable, winter vegetable, and fruits. Are you talking famine? Yeah, I am. Because all the access routes out of California, where 25% of our retail comes from, flows to these areas that would be flooded out. What do you think would happen to the just-in-time delivery? Food, water, guns, gold, ammo, and medicine. You better have it, because the Oroville Dam is now officially entered into the spring and soon-to-be summer runoff, and that dam is not going to hold. People like Chris Street, experts like Chris Street and Paul Preston, are now saying It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. And I want to encourage you, we can help you with the food. I'd encourage you to go to pneumana.com/Hodges. Simply put in the coupon code for 5% off, Hodges NOV5. And also want to remind everybody to check us out on our YouTube channel. They have taken down just about all the ads. Isn't that nice? But we're going to, Joe and I are going to center on that a little bit tonight, because Google is not just taking away news from us. Google is taking away news from everybody. We'll get to that in just a second. I want to remind everybody who's on the show tonight, Joe will be with us in just a second, as I mentioned. In the second hour, Dr. Ted Brewer is going to be on, and we're going to talk nutrition. In light of my fears about food being used as a weapon and how FEMA, under its administrative policies, can come into your home and seize your food and accuse you of hoarding if you have more than 3 days' worth of food, you have to be smart about what you do. You have to be smart about your nutrition. You have to eat efficiently. Well, Dr. Ted and I are going to be talking to you about that, and I'm telling you, this could be life-saving for a lot of people should we ever enter into a food as weapons scenario against the people. And in the third hour, we have James Wesley Rawls, and you guys loved him when he was on before. So did I. He is a storehouse of information on how to get prepared, what's coming, the current trends as he sees them. And his breadth of experience and knowledge covers so many areas. I'm just going to say, Jim, what's on your radar? And an hour later, we're going to feel like we're in graduate school for getting ready. Well, we have an exciting show for you tonight, and I think you can tell yours truly finally feels a little bit better. And I'm one of the many people in the independent media have fallen ill, and we have been ill for some time. And today is really the first day that I feel like Dave Hodges. So I think you can hear the renewed energy. I'm ready to go, and I want to whoop some rear end on the New World Order. Our first guest, Joe Hagman, part of the best radio show on radio, Hagman and Hagman Report, airing right here on Global Star, where we air. Also, we air on Red State Radio and on a bunch of other independent networks that we're really glad can join us. But Joe is right here, 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday. I'm telling you, the guests, the show, everything is first rate. The only thing that's lacking is YouTube is killing everyone's operation. Joe, welcome to the show. We got a lot to get through, my friend.
Well, thank you so much for the kind words about the show. And it's great to be here. I just want to let you and your audience know, I had a company switch at my internet phone service, my landline at my house, and it was a switch from Time Warner Cable to Spectrum. And what they did, without telling us, is they lowered the amount of, I don't know if it's bandwidth, but the upload and download speed, and they changed my phone number without telling us, and now my phone will only let me call out, and when you call in, it gets a voicemail for a Verizon number. So I got to call and get that fixed. So I'm on my cell phone tonight, but I just want to let you guys know, God, the audio quality is poor. That's because it's the phone I'm on. But it's great to be here. And a lot to get into, as you said, about the different ways that the alternative media are being censored. And not only that, they are having their revenue sources being almost completely decimated by Google, you know, the same people who are censoring the news media.
But Joe, one of the things that we're finding, and I alluded to this in the intro, it's not just the Common Sense Show and the Hagman and Hagman Report that are being affected by this. What we're finding now is, I wrote an article on this yesterday, appeared today, it's a podcast on it, the Chicago Tribune, the Boston Globe, and today Mike Adams is reporting the New York Times. They are concerned about these, quote, fake news filters, these algorithms that filter out these stories that they don't want run, and the alternative media and the mainstream media are both being discriminated against by Google. And the New York Times is calling for an end to Google, as I mentioned, Google monopolization of the internet. So the snakes in the mainstream media are even fighting with each other. Joe, I think this is really ominous. Google's not trying to just put us out of business in the alternative media. They're trying to control all the news.
No, you're exactly right. And, let's start with the with YouTube, which is Google is the parent company of YouTube, and what they're doing to not only political shows that broadcast on YouTube, but individual YouTube users, some of the most powerful or the most popular on YouTube, the biggest revenue generators. One recent one that came to my attention was where I had no idea who this guy was on YouTube. His name is PewDiePie, and he a gamer who streams. I've never watched one of his videos. I've only seen a few clips in some videos that summarize the censorship issue. But apparently he's the biggest grosser of money on YouTube and with the biggest following. I think 20-some million subscriptions, something crazy. But he was demonetized because he made a joke about, in the video game he was playing, killing Hitler. And there's a whole host of other examples that are very similar of people who are getting demonetized, not for having a political view or a political opposition view to the mainstream, but just for, you know, jokes that are taken out of context. And I think one of the big problems with the algorithm on YouTube, and this is only one problem, not the main problem, is when you talk about issues like ISIS, terrorism, we see that the YouTube does not censor the, you know, terrorist videos. Facebook has web pages on there, you know, assassinate Donald Trump, calling for violence left and right. The Fresno shooter had his post up on Facebook for a while before he went out and did the shooting, where he said that he hates white people, he wants to kill white people. We've seen countless examples like this where, you know, the lunatics can call for Trump's assassination. They can tell they say they hate white people and are going to kill people, but that doesn't get taken down. But an example, Mark Dice, his Facebook post was removed for saying he wanted to vomit and wash with Irish Spring in defiance of a Dove soap commercial which featured transgendered dads as mothers. And they banned his account for 24 hours. And then they issued an apology saying it was a mistake. It didn't violate their terms of service. So they took the ban off, let him continue to post. He put that back up. They turn around and ban him for 72 hours for the same thing they already apologized to him for. But it's worse than that. It's these computer algorithms that cannot measure context. They cannot measure if it's a joke that somebody's saying using a possibly offensive to someone's terms or what the context is. So right now, from what I can gather, and you said you saw an ad or two on YouTube, for the last 3, 4, 5 days, I haven't seen any YouTube ads on any channel. But they're demonetizing.
I can tell you, Joe, specifically what the ad was. It was the one, it's a secondary, just to be real simple here, YouTube has contracted formally with big advertisers, they bring them on, and they select where they go. But then when the ads don't fill up for the individual stations, then they do a marketplace bidding. And this second tier ad, it's called disruptive advertising. This second tier ad shows up as part of a bidding process. I saw that twice in the last 3 days on my site, but I had no other ads other than the ones I put up there. I do a Numana verbal ad at the end, and I also did we do another precious metals ad that comes on automatically as a result of YouTube residual. But other than that, Joe, you're right. YouTube is pulling everything. But here's what's interesting. You mentioned that PewDiePie, all the gamers are in an uproar. They've been hit, but there are just regular channels that people are writing to me and say, Dave, I'm not into your politics. I don't follow it. I hate politics, but I just want you to know I do something on blah, blah, blah with investments, and they have pulled all my stuff.
So, yeah, it seems to be across
the board. It's happening
everywhere.
Yeah, it's happening everywhere, Joe. But let's get down to nitty gritty. Here's the Hodges hypothesis I came up with when I was preparing my report about how Google and the algorithms they're creating that are in use by Facebook, by Twitter, the Google search engines, and we also know on YouTube, we know that Google is now choking traffic to everybody. Everybody's traffic is down, not just the independent media, so therefore advertising is down. Joe, I'm going to put on my conspiracy hat here. There must be something so big that they don't want the mainstream media nor the independent media to accidentally discover what I believe they know is coming that is so huge. They don't want any warning for the people. They want us to be totally caught off guard. Now, people say, Dave, whoa, dial it back. That's pretty crazy, Dave. But, Joe, could you think of another reason why Google would turn on their own loony leftist liberal brothers?
Yeah, I could. And, you know, because the regardless of what Google search engine and analytics allows to be put, you know, on the top or first few pages of the ad or the first few pages when you search for something, you have online media like Drudge and whatnot who aggregate news. Vessel.io News, Josh Kaplan, he's a guest on our show. He does the same thing. They'll aggregate hundreds of stories every day. So they can only censor, you know, from YouTube, they can only censor the revenue-generating aspect of YouTube. They can censor on Google where the important articles will show up in a search function with keywords relating to that article, but they can't right. stop the content from being put on the Internet. And if people, you know, the use of other search engines, and I know you have some things to say on this, but there are many other options out there besides Google that won't give you the filtering, that won't give you the suppression and oppression of the important news or the sites that they deem fake or, you know, possibly dangerous. If you haven't noticed recently, from radio advertisements to Internet advertisements, you know, they have these things, you know, tell your children, let your children know the difference between news and fake news. You know, warning, this could be fake news, or they have disclaimers now. So it is getting to a point where many of these aggregation companies and search engines and then YouTube, which is a content disseminator, are playing judge, jury, and executioner. Whether it's offensive to a potential group or not, that shouldn't even matter. But now it does, and they're censoring videos on that basis. But now...
Well, Joe, that's worse hockey,
they're moving to the... Yeah, they're moving to a point where any political speech, which is in opposition to the progressive, communist, Marxist, mainstream narrative, is going to start to be censored.
I agree. But let me give you an example of what's wrong with Google and YouTube in what they do. They'll censor your content. I had one where I said war on poverty. War, the word war, got me demonetized. War on poverty. I was talking about some common sense things people could do with their budget based on an old interview I did with Robert Kudla, the economist. And they demonetized it. I mean, totally bland news. I mean, interesting facts people need to know, but totally bland, not controversial at all. And they demonetized it based on the keyword. So the filters don't even work right. And then you also look at the fact they go, it isn't advertiser friendly. Horse crap. That particular item that I ran had 715 likes and 17 dislikes. You're going to tell me that's not a percentage advertisers wouldn't gravitate towards? That's a lie. YouTube are a pack of liars. Google's a pack of liars.
Yeah, they are, because it's not the matter of being advertiser friendly or not. It's a matter of being politically correct and along the lines of the, you know, insane liberal narrative. And that's just the excuse that they use, which sounds good, due to the recent backlash from advertisers we saw in Europe, like Johnson & Johnson, some of these other companies saying, we're not going to advertise on Europe on YouTube anymore because some of those ads show up in extreme, quote-unquote, extremist content. But who defines what's extreme and what isn't? The snowflake liberal left have deemed anything that's in opposition to exactly what they believe is hate speech and therefore should not be allowed to talk. If you don't agree with immigration, illegal immigration, you are a hater. You're a bigot. If you don't say Black Lives Matter only and you say All Lives Matter, you're a racist. I mean, it's gotten so crazy. It's not the fact that we have to tolerate these people and their agenda anymore. If we don't wholeheartedly agree and turn over our belief system to theirs, we're still haters, bigots, and extremists. That's what's happening here. And what's even worse, is that the mainstream media, the corporations who, you know, advertise on the mainstream media, who are in bed with the banking elite, have all formulated a plot and said, this is how we can, you know, a first-pronged attack against the alternative media. Whoever gets caught in the net, too bad. You know, we'll sort that out later. But this is what we're going to do. This is how it's going to start. And this is only phase one. This is like, I would say, the most minimal step they're going to take in trying to curb alternative media and completely censor the Internet.
But it's not just us now. As we just talked about, it's across the board. It's total blackout of what they want covered. They won't even let you cover natural disasters. That was in a statement that I published this week about forbidden topics. War, civil war, economic downturns, and natural disasters. You can't even cover natural disasters. In other words, you can't do the news. There's no news allowed on YouTube anymore. Now, the censors don't catch everything.
And that's what's sad.
So there is some news.
You know, they'll put, you know, the White House press briefings on there. They'll allow MSNBC, NBC, ABC to show the clips of news that they've run on their shows throughout the day. But if you even take one or two of those videos on YouTube and splice them together and say it's about the same story, you splice them together to make your own, you know, here's some news and media reports about the story, and then here's my opinion. You put all that together, you'll get demonetized, you'll get censored. Even if you just take the two different news reports, it's just because it's you reporting on how the mainstream media reports on it. So that's unacceptable. But there are certain companies that are allowed, basically without any censorship whatsoever, that are being taken down. And we know that radio shows who follow FCC guidelines are posting their shows onto YouTube and still being demonetized. It makes no sense. Unless
I
they want to suppress
I hear you. Well, that's it. There, Joe, I had this feeling last night, and it's more than just a feeling, because now we've got hard data to back up that Google is after the total Internet. The New York Times has now come out in opposition to them, which is unheard of. I was shocked. Mike Adams gleefully sent me the press release for the New York Times, because, you know, the snakes are now fighting with each other, but I'm really worried, and people don't usually like to hear talk about media. They want to hear news. Well, the media is the news right now, because when you look at Google suppressing traffic to the New York Times, the Chicago Tribune, the Boston Globe, as well as the Common Sense Show and the Hagman and Hagman Report, there is something big coming that they don't want the masses prepared for, Joe, and I'm repeating myself. Do you have any idea what it could be? Do you have any idea what could be so big,
you know,
that they're trying to basically control all the Internet?
Well, if it is, the only thing I can think of for complete control of the Internet, what's allowed to be viewed on the net and what should not be allowed on the net, is for a total consolidation of power, not only both on the mainstream TV media, but on the Internet as well. They want to turn the Internet into, as far as news and information relating to news is concerned, like the mainstream media. It will be controlled by a very few interests who all have the same interest at heart, but that's not the best interest of the people or this country. And they want to turn it into what the TV is now. You know, you don't see a lot of alternative media on TV. You only see, you know, the big, you know, Fox, ABC, NBC, you know, CNN, CBS, those. And they want that for the Internet. Even this former commissioner that the FCC said, you know, we need to, you know, ban the political speech on sites such as Drudge. Well, you look at Drudge doesn't have any original content. They only take, the most pertinent 100 articles, or maybe it's less or more, on each day, multiple times a day, and post them to their site. They just aggregate news. They don't have original content. So, in essence, what they're saying is we need to, you know, get rid of and censor political speech, especially all the sites that Drudge uses to aggregate his news, and we need to go after them. Because going after Drudge isn't going to do anything. He's not, you know, promoting, or he's only promoting other people's original content. He has no he doesn't write articles every day or on a daily or weekly basis. He is pulling together many both mainstream and alternative news articles from internet sites across the web on a daily basis. So to say you need to censor him, to me, is saying you need to censor all the different outlets that he aggregates from. And then you mentioned the Chicago Tribune. Let me tell you what I read about what they're doing on Facebook. They noticed a change in their number of post views or reach. For folks that might not understand, let me explain briefly. On Facebook, when you have a site and you're promoting your post, you look to see how many of your posts reach. Say you have 10,000 followers. You post something on a daily basis once a day. So you average 1,500 post views. That means 1,500 different people saw what you posted. Well, you have 10,000 followers. How does that work? Well, Chicago Tribune noticed that they've even turned it and made it less. You basically have to pay advertising or marketing rate in order to reach the people who are already following you. And I didn't explain it too well. It's very easy to understand if you read the article. But long story short, it doesn't matter if you have 100,000 followers on Facebook. If you post an article, you're going to get about an average, maybe one-tenth, if you're lucky, of that who see the article. If you want to reach more than that, you can pay money to Facebook to do so. But you're still only reaching the people who are following you and have followed you and who you should reach in the first place. And I'm sure this is just one example. And the people took the time to graph it all out, show the changes, show how bad of a change it was, even though that they've had more subscribers and you know, more interest on their page. It didn't matter. So there's so many ways. Shadow banning on Twitter. You don't get banned on Twitter necessarily, but anybody you mention or certain people or, you know, the trending things, trending topics, you can be banned from that based on Twitter's discretion. We're shadow banned from talking to a number of our friends, even though they didn't do that on Twitter. It's the company. So there is huge, and I think this is just the latest. They're looking to, for a complete takeover of the internet and those people who they think promote problems on the internet, they're going to find every and any way they can to censor it.
I totally agree, and I think that what we're looking at here is the emergence of a duopoly, not a monopoly, a duopoly between Facebook and Google. Google owns YouTube, so leave YouTube out of the discussion, but I think the duopoly is Facebook and Google. And you are right. They are moving to control everything. You see, people, we're the early warning to system. And it's not just the Common Sense Show or the Hagman and Hagman Report. I tell people, don't just come to my site. Go to a lot of places, because there you'll get more of a complete picture and you can start making decisions for your future, financially, personal preparation, where you want to live. These are important decisions, and Google and Facebook are trying to rob you of knowledge. This is what the end result will be, and you'll be flying blind, and your reality will be the thought police of Wolf Blitzer and CNN.
Yeah, and it's only going to get worse. You know, we have only so few outlets we can use. And YouTube, it's unfortunate that you know, sites like LiveLeak or VidMe, but none of them were... and are as popular or nearly as popular as YouTube, nor do they give you the same options. There has not been a good... like when we had MySpace come out as a social media network, and one of the first ones, it got tweaked and Facebook was created, and people forgot about MySpace and completely flocked to Facebook. I wish there was an alternative YouTube-type channel or outlet that we could use. And obviously, you know, you're going to run into problems with advertisers there, but at the same time, we need options, and we need to find, we need to adapt to the situation and find other ways to get our messages out. One interesting idea, I don't know if it'll work now with the way that the advertising is being messed with on YouTube, but what you do is you create a title that doesn't really allude to exactly what you want to say, but you can word it in a way that would come as non-offensive. You know, like, I love LGBT. And then say it like that would be the title, but then you go on to a story about LGBT. we have to be creative. We have to think of other ways, because what recourse do we have to come against these people and, make this stop? I know that, you could sue them. There's different things you can do, but in reality, these people have all the resources in the world. They have the best legal minds in the world, and that shouldn't be me sounding like I'm saying don't even try it. What I'm saying is know what you're up against. But what recourse do we have to take?
That's wise advice. Well, I agree with what you're saying totally. And what I think we're looking at, Joe, at the end of the day of all this, is that they're trying to control... let's back up. Let's go to the title thing. I think you raise an excellent point there, too. I did an experiment. I wrote about ISIS taking credit for the murder of the French policeman. That's a basic news item that appeared everywhere in the world, probably in every country. And I got demonetized for that. And I'm suspecting because I used ISIS. So I did an experiment. In the next video, I just made ISIS. 30 second. I love ISIS. ISIS helps old ladies across the street. I put that in as a title. It was demonetized the moment we submitted it.
Yeah, it's ISIS. ISIS, Islam, certain words, can't do it. That's the way they started.
We're going to have to develop our own language, like, rather than ISIS, we'll just say us. You know, and you're right about what we got to do. We got to, you don't say LGBT, you'll just say, I love alternatives. And people are going to have to understand we're going to have nebulous titles. But if they're already taking down the advertising, they're killing YouTube. I think we're seeing right now the dismantling of YouTube by Google. I wonder if YouTube is even going to be here in 6 months.
Well, that's a very good observation. Do you think that YouTube has, there's a lot of people who put funny videos of their families, their animals, weird things that you've seen. There's all types of purposes for YouTube. One of the, I'd say it has a good percentage of YouTube, is alternative media, individual people talking about their disgust about the way things are going in politics or the economy or whatever. And it is political, but that's not a huge, I'd say maybe a third of it. Could there come a time, I can see a YouTube where nobody gets paid for their video. But would there be censorship with a YouTube like that? So, I don't know.
I would imagine there'll be the same censorship there is now. But I do agree with you, we're going for non-payment. But if Google's not realizing revenue from YouTube, from advertising, why would you keep it? Although, you know what? I just answered my question. I know for a fact that George Soros funds Clear Channel Communication that loses hundreds of millions of dollars a year so they can control the radio media and the message that's there. So I already know that's going on. I suppose maybe Google would be willing to pony up to keep YouTube out there, but they're just going to control what's there. It'll be a site on how to change your spark plugs and your baby's diapers.
Yeah, absolutely. They would take away the one great thing about the YouTube platform, which is that people could get in there and talk about any and everything that's on their mind. Whether, as you said, like it's a baking recipe or how to, give your cat flea medicine or why, globalists are taking over the world. It shouldn't matter what's on there. It was advertised, especially from the beginning, as a platform where you the people, could, put anything you wanted up there without any, as long as it wasn't, killing people and whatnot, you could put it up there and there wouldn't be any restrictions. It's the people's, broadcast platform. But now they're turning on their own mission statement and function, and they're bowing down to political pressure, and that's because it is Google is their parent company. And it's unfortunate that, it's so... I saw a Mark Dice video where on YouTube, how he is having his revenue decrease and how they started to ban certain videos. And I forgot what the actual video was. I guess it's not important. But in your article on the Common Sense Show, you write, "Who will speak for America if social media forces the alt-right out of business?" And I'm wanting to make sure I hit before the interview ended. And a question to that, a follow-up question to that would be, who is going to step up and create a conservative alt-media platform that has functions like Facebook, YouTube, and whatnot? There's a big market for people there. And then you have the alternative search engines to get away from Google. There are a number of interesting options there. The only thing we can really do is boycott these companies. Will it hurt them? Not immediately. But if enough people agree, which I don't think they will, I wish they would, most people don't care about the political stuff that goes on in this country, as you can see by how few actually vote in elections. But this is a big problem. It's going to continue to present itself as a big problem. It's going to limit our ability to get our message across, generate revenue from getting our message across, until other options are created and disseminated, put out there and promoted, and where nobody will be censored for their political speech, whether no matter on what side it is.
Yeah, good luck with that, Joe. I mean, this has been an age-old problem since the dawn of man. I mean, let's look at it. Let's take a different perspective on this. Even if we had our alternative venues, even if we had a YouTube platform with all the bells and whistles that YouTube currently has, you're not going to attract advertising from Wall Street, because Wall Street right now, and in fact, I wrote an article about this 2 days ago, Wall Street right now is involved in the last great garage sale of America. They are raping us financially. Productivity has never been higher, yet the average American's lost 30% income over 44 years. And this is, and in fact, right now, 80% of us in this country can't afford to send our kids to school. We have trouble with some basic needs. We have credit issues. 20% live a nice life. This is Wall Street. They're not going to bring advertising to people like you and I who are going to call attention to this economic inequality. It's never going to happen. So you'll never have a resource base that'll support it unless people are willing to pay a subscription price, and I think that that is in question as well, too. Joe, here's the problem as I see it. We don't have an identifiable enemy for the average person. The average person is so dumbed down by the public schools that they don't know whether to go to the bathroom or pour it out of their boot. And I'm trying to clean this up for radio, but it's true. The average person, we're talking to members only here on the Common Sense Show with a few people just kind of nosing in. So our members only, they know the score. But if you talk to average people on the street, they don't even know who the hell the vice president is. We have to try to simplify this in a way that everything that's wrong with your life is due to X. And we have to have a single boogeyman that we collectively decide on. And it's like the fake news mantra. The Russians did it. The Russians did it. It's fake news. It's been an effective mantra for the left. We need a similar mantra on our side that can bring in dumbed-down sheep that can't find London, England on a map, but could get pissed off at somebody who they think is ripping them off. Any ideas along those fronts? Who could be our poster child?
Well, that's a great question that I wish I had an answer to. You know, as my dad says, you know, with this YouTube goal, with the goals on YouTube and Google, we're seeing a very widespread advertisement pool and people all across the board losing revenue. But who they're really targeting and who the targeting began with was Christians and conservatives. And,
yes,
you know, we see terrorist videos allowed up there for days on Facebook, and assassinate Donald Trump pages, as I said earlier, you know, are not violating their community terms of service. But you quote Bible verses on Facebook, you're getting, you know, removed. On Twitter, you mention the global pedophilia, child trafficking ring, you're getting taken off, no matter how many followers you have, even though you're not accusing anybody. And as my dad says, that this is an attempt to broadcast, bankrupt us. You know, many people on YouTube who aren't, you know, media outlets, even like ours, where we have, we're on Global Star, we're on Blog Talk Radio, we have a number of outlets that we use. And we have sponsors who sponsor our show. But on YouTube, which many people use as a primary broadcasting platform for talking about the news, current events, and their investigations, they have no other recourse. Their revenue has been taken away, and pretty much, you know, taking away their ability to continue to do this unless they have trust funds or, you know, tons of money saved in the bank where they can do it as a hobby, because these people will now be forced to get jobs. And maybe it's, you know, it'll open a lot of doors for some, but the point is that they're doing this to, because this is their agenda. Any political speech that differs from what the snowflake insane liberals believe is hate speech. And therefore, it's not welcome. Look at Ann Coulter in Berkeley and this whole thing. You know, Howard Dean made a comment about Ann Coulter not, you know, being pulled from Berkeley for security reasons. He said that, well, hate speech is not covered by the Constitution, which is absolutely completely false. Hate speech is protected by the Constitution. This is one of the main reasons the First Amendment is there, is to protect against speech that is from the minority and from and is unpopular. As long as it's not advocating violence, you know, or promoting violence, hate speech is protected, no matter how much it offends anybody out there. And even normal speech today is considered hate speech. But regardless, it's protected under the Constitution. These people want to rid the Constitution, the America of the Constitution, of our rights. And, you know, thank God Donald Trump does it. You know, he's doing a lot of things that people are raising suspicions and questions about. But you know what? Think about the election, you know, days and weeks before the election. You had an option of Hillary Clinton or Donald Trump.
Exactly.
Thank God we got Donald Trump. Hopefully he can step in and, you know, sit down with these corporations like Google, Eric Schmidt from Google, and these other people, and give them an ultimatum. Say, look, if you're going to be doing things like this, you know, not taking care of the extremist content, and at the same time censoring well-meaning people out there breaking no laws, breaking no, you know, indecency. No laws are broken. Nothing terrible is going on. It's just a message that these people don't like. He should be able to sit down and say, well, look, I'm going to regulate you as much as I can if you continue these practices. But I don't think we'll see that either.
Yeah, I agree with you. I'm looking at my YouTube channel right now, and I referenced what's going on in Venezuela and how it could possibly happen here. And I used the word Holocaust as a trigger term. And they didn't ban it yet. I'm sure after me saying this, they will. But I thought that was interesting. Joe, no matter how we cut this, the people, including me, Dave Hodges doesn't depend on Dave Hodges for the news. I've got nice sources, but I don't have sources that give a complete picture. I have to blend my efforts with you and with Steve Quayle and with Ted Brewer and with all my friends, Paul Preston all across the country, all these great people that do such yeoman's work. I'm only good as part of a piece in the overall picture. I'm just a small part of a jigsaw puzzle, and I know that you guys probably feel the same way. We depend on each other to bring people the news, and what people don't appreciate, and I'm telling you, even our most ardent followers don't get this. At least a lot of them don't. They don't understand that if half of us go out of business, and I'll give you an example. I'm semi-retired. I'm gainfully employed. I can't meet my family obligations, you know, with my family and support my independent media habit. I have to break even. I'm not drawing money away from my family. I will go out of business before I do that. Family comes first. Some people go, well, country above family. Well, okay, everybody has their priorities, and people have told me that. I have to be able to sustain what I do, or I have to cut back. I won't just shut the doors, Joe, and go away. You know, I will be involved at some level, but I won't be having a presence on YouTube, the internet, and all the other venues that I appear in that cost me money. I mean, the first thing I'm going to do is take away the newsletter. You know, that's a $300 expense that makes me delivering news to people's email easy. It's convenient. And my reasoning is going to be, I'm sorry, I can no longer afford to give you that service because I'm gaining no revenue from it. I'm losing money on it. and this is probably going to be the first thing that goes this summer, is there will be no more newsletter from the Common Sense Show. People say, well, you lose viewers. Yeah, but I'm not going to lose $300 worth of viewers. And then just to gather the name, that's another $150. So that's a $450 expense, Joe, that I put out to make my news convenient. That's going to go. I'm telling you right now, unless this thing turns around, it's going to go. And I will have to go through systematic cutbacks. And people don't realize what that means. Maybe rather than broadcasting 3 hours, I'll have to go to two. And I'm putting myself out here. I'm known for being brutally honest, and this is brutally honest. I'm not taking a year away from my college for my son, so I can bring people the news. My son is more important to me than anybody else. Am I being selfish, Joe?
No, not at all. I mean, obviously family comes first, and the needs of the family comes first, and a year in college for your son, I say, do that. And then if you find the time, extra time to bring people, you know, an extra hour here or there, then do it if you have the free time. But, you know, you can't be expected to come into your own pocket constantly to provide a service for people. And it's not about the money. It's just about being able to do what you're doing without losing the money. And you can do that for a little while if you have the reserve. I always like to think no matter what happens, I would do the show. It just probably wouldn't be, I would definitely not be allowed to spend as much time on it. And it would be when I could do it if I, was doing something else for a living. But that doesn't mean I wouldn't want to do it and wouldn't try to do it. But yeah, we have to understand that these people are trying to break our pocketbook. And hopefully, like we at the Hagman & Hagman Report, last year we extended a number of things we were able to do because of the YouTube revenue. Well, now that's being taken away, we're going to have to find other ways to continue to do that. And if we can't, then we're going to have to make some tough decisions. You know, do you let somebody go to be able to continue to do that? I mean, just like you said, you're going to come to a point where we're going to have to, figure out what's most important to keep ourselves running and running in a way where we're not losing money. And it's unfortunate with this YouTube situation, with the Google situation. We saw with Alex Jones losing, a huge Google contract. If it gets too oppressive and too much, which I believe it could in the future, them coming after this company for unlawful legal reasons as to promoting the news saying, you're treasonous now, and if a real oppressive regime gets into office, like if Hillary Clinton's regime got in office, I believe that the alternative media would have been banned, or it would be much harsher than it is right now. But we have Trump in office,
you're being nice. You're being really nice.
Yeah.
If Hillary Clinton was in office, within the first 18 months, FEMA camps would be active. There'd be bloodshed in the streets. We'd already be at war this summer, for sure. Absolute, no question. If she were, this would have been hell on wheels if she would have been elected.
Look at Venezuela.
And go ahead. Go ahead, Joe.
Well, just with Venezuela, something we haven't seen in the news recently, but we saw it before in a while, and now we're just starting to see it pick up again. This was a country, beautiful country, made, great money, good jobs, good economy. All of a sudden, you had socialism creep in. Bad things started happening. The currency started to be devalued. Different restrictions were put on private organizations by the government. Rationing was done. Then you had not only the currency manipulation, but the food shortages. People waiting 12 hours in line for diapers and general supplies. That was last year. They're in a civil war right now. And if we would have got Hillary Clinton in or had 4 more years of Obama, the socialist policies would eventually caught up to us to the point where we would be like Venezuela. We're still heading down that track. And this is why, Trump is so important. His Congress, the Senate, is so important for them to get these things done, the tax cuts and a number of other things. So we don't end up like Venezuela. But, folks, you're going to see that Venezuela in the news a lot in the near future. They're on the brink of famine. The craziness is increasing there more. You have militias being pretty much gathering all across that nation by the thousands per group. They're arming them. It's getting real bad. People are on the brink of starvation, and you have a civil war that's about to be full-fledged. So that would be America in a few years under Hillary Clinton.
And if you don't think we're behind it, Joe, at some level, and I'm talking about deep state CIA, this is a humanitarian crisis of epic proportions. We have the capacity to start flying in food, set up distribution centers, and or medical aid. We'd be doing it if Venezuela had been hit by an earthquake or some other natural disaster. We would be there. That's our pattern. Why aren't we there now? Because we're behind it. And I wrote an article 2 years ago where I talked about how Hillary Clinton played a role in Venezuela being shut off from food and distribution of their oil. And Clinton, when she was Secretary of State, was a prime player in this. That's why. This is a big data test to see how we're going to respond in the United States. Joe, we're just about out of time.
We have talked right up until
the end here, because we could do the whole 3 hours right here. There's so much emotion and volatility involved. But I want to give deference to your father's really good work. I think there's a book out there. I think it helps people understand who Doug Hagman is, how he got to be the way he was, and the great service he provides for everybody. And a lot of it's rooted in this book he wrote. So in about 30 seconds or less, tell the listening audience how they can get a copy of your father's book, Stained by Blood.
Absolutely, and thank you. Stained by Blood is a book that my father wrote that deals with a murder investigation that happened almost more than 2 decades ago. And my father was a private investigator at the time. The police couldn't solve the crime. It kind of went cold. It was a murder of a relative of his. So he picks up the case. Long story short, it leads him through a number of dark discoveries, things that are even relevant in the news today, as you know, human trafficking, pedophilia, those kind of things. And long story short, I'm not going to ruin the end for you, I guess. You got to read the book. But it's the tale of his investigation, what he uncovered, the horrific things that he encountered, and how it ended. It's stainedbyblood.com, HagmanReport.com. You can find it there, or also on Amazon.
That's terrific. Good stuff. And also, too, if you forget all that, I have an ad for it on thecommonsenseshow.com. And it's a book I really recommend, because it really helps people understand Doug Hagman's motivation for the truth and his dogged determination in arriving at the truth. Joe, again, tell everyone when your show airs.
The show airs Monday through Friday, 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time on YouTube, live video, Global Star Radio Network, and Blog Talk Radio.
Joe, great stuff, my friend. It's always terrific having you and or your dad on, and we will talk to you guys next week.
Absolutely. Thank you, Dave.
On that note, we are out of here for hour number one, and we'll be back in here for hour number two with Dr. Ted Brewer.